seven women on my mind. For the one to hold me, two that want to stone me once.
Hi, 大家好，我是 Jenny， 欢迎你又一次收听由开言英语带给你的潘吉 Jenny 告诉你。
And this is Connor.
Connor, 今天呢我们要讲一个在英语里有点敏感有点危险的词，就是 easy.
Easy, yeah. This is an easy word, but you have to be a little careful sometimes.
It's not always that easy, right?
Right, yeah.
好，那今天呢我们就要跟大家说说 easy 这个词儿的坑啊，一个很容易的词，但是呢口语里面绝对要谨慎的使用。OK, 那我们今天所有教给你的这些词和说法呢，除了听节目，大家还可以去看我们相关的文字推送。我们的推送在哪儿呢？就在我们的微信公众号。咱们的微信公众号呢，名字也很简单，就叫开言英语，开放的开，语言的言。OK, Connor, 那我之所以说 easy 这个词不那么简单，然后呢，有一点 dangerous, 有一点危险，就是因为If you say someone is easy, especially like a woman.
Especially, yeah.
Yeah, that's really bad, right?
Yeah, you have to be really careful with that. It could mean promiscuous.
Promiscuous, 就是、怎么说有点随便不检点。
Yeah, and I mean...It just depends on who's talking about it, right?
And also the context.
The context. If you're at a bar or a club, and a man says, she's easy, oof, yeah.
对、no. 这就特别不好。但是我说到这个还是要看语境，要看 context, 就是比如我问你 OK, what do you want to have for dinner? 你 晚餐想吃什么
I'm easy,
这个时候就 OK。
Yeah, it's okay, yeah. It's kind of like easygoing.
Yeah, I'm easygoing, I'm not picky.
Yeah, exactly.
就是我不挑剔，随便吃什么都行，对吧？
Yeah.
所以呢 ,easy 在这样的情况底下 or I'm easy 在这样的情况底下 it's okay.
Mm-hmm.
Although, I really hate this, like, if you say I'm easy in those contexts, but one of your friends says, haha, what do you mean? Or,
right, yeah. It's kind of, it can be a joke because it can have two meanings.
对对对。好，那讲完了这个 sensitive, 比较 potentially dangerous 的 easy 呢，我们接下来要跟大家说说 easy 在口语里面、啊、还有很多经常使用的一些短语啊，一些说法啊。Now, let's start with this one, easy going.、
Mm-hmm.
前面说的 like,I'm easy or I'm easy going.
Right. And as you said, the meaning is like, I'm not picky.
We 经常说一个人, it's a compliment on someone's personality, right? Oh, she's very easy going.
Yeah, because the person's not stressful.
对,就是跟他在一起很舒服的,没有压力,他很 easy going, 很随和的。好,那 easy going 呢,虽然是 easy 加 going, 好像两个词, but it's actually one word, right? Or there's a dash.
Yeah, there's often a dash there in between.
好,就当中有一个那个破折号啊, easy going, it's an adjective, 是一个形容词。OK, 那我们接下来要看的这一组 easy 呢,都是一些 phrases or expressions.
Yeah, this one's great. Easy on the eyes.
Oh, he or she is easy on the eyes.
Right, so this is a really soft, polite way to say someone is very good-looking or attractive.
Okay, 所以这个 eyes 是我们的眼睛 Y-E-Y-E-S, right?
Oh, yes, like eye. Like
not like the eyes that you have in drink.
right, yeah.
当然那个 easy on eyes 也可以我们等一下跟大家讲啊但是我们还是先来回到这个说一个人长得漂亮Oh, they're easy on the eyes. 就看他我的眼睛就很舒服 because they're so good looking.
Yeah, they kind of make my eyes happy, so they're easy to look at, or they give my eyes pleasure, I guess.
那除了形容人, so besides using it on someone's looks, can you also...use it to talk about like an object?
Yeah, you could say my food was really easy on the eyes. It looks good.
Oh, 就是比如食物那摆盘 presentation 很好。
Yeah, for sure.
What about like a new car? 一个什么新的车
Yeah, you could say it about a lot of things, like an object. If it looks really beautiful or really nice. Oh, your car is really nice. It's easy on the eyes.
Easy on the eyes. 啊、很多东西就是外观美的漂亮的都可以用 easy on the eyes 来形容啊。好那接下来呢我们继续 Let's stick with easy on. 但下面的这一组 easy on 呢都是我觉得点餐的时候特别实用的 So this set of easy on something is mostly used for ordering
Right For me, I don't like really sweet like coffee drinks, like a mocha, I like them to put less sugar in it. So I say, go easy on the sugar.
Oh, easy on the sugar, 就少放点糖。或者我们中国人到哎呦到北美啊，就是所有的水里面那么多冰块，所以基本上你都要跟人家说Easy on the ice,、不要放那么多冰是吧、这个 ice 不是我们前面的眼睛而是 ICE,、
yes,
ice、
yeah.
cube.
This one is, yeah, ice cube, yeah. Just make sure you say please after because it's a kind of a casual expression.
所以后面加一个 please 就是语气会礼貌的多是吧直接说什么 easy on the ice, it sounds like a command.
Like a command, yeah.
听起来像命令
yeah, or you could say,、could you please go easy on the ice?
哎，我早上在星巴克的时候 ，when I was、getting my coffee at Starbucks, a lady before me, she was ordering like a mocha, but she said, easy on the cream.、她说上面奶油少喷一点。
Yeah.
对， mm-hmm. 所以这个我觉得这个小短语真的在国外点菜点点饮料的时候非常实用，非常常用，所以大家一定要学起来啊！好，前面康娜也说了 ，go easy on 什么什么、
mm-hmm. ，yeah, go easy on, and you can go easy on a person.
这个其实就是最近我们做了一节课嘛 So recently we did a lesson、一个会员课程你和 Lisa 就讲到这个 go easy on 它有好多不同的意思啊 So this to go easy on a person It means
Yeah, this just means don't be so strict or harsh with somebody
对 go easy on me、
Yeah, go easy on me Like if it's your first time at a new job、And you feel some pressure And it's like, oh, please go easy on me It's my first time
或者爸爸妈妈对孩子 You know, go easy on the kid
Yeah, exactly
Don't push them too hard、好那接下来呢咱们来看看一些和 easy 相关的算是 set expressions things, right、比如说No easy way out.
Right, yeah, that just means there's no simple solution to your problem.
对，就是一个很复杂的问题或者情况，没有一个很简单的解决方法。There's no easy way out.
Yeah, you have to find a solution, but you know, it's not easy.
对，或者下面的这个 easy come, easy go.
Right, so this is like you can get something easily, but you may also lose it easily.
对，就是什么东西来得容易，去得也快。And this is often used to talk about maybe money and wealth, like gambling.
Yeah.
什么赌博，你看一下赢了钱，但这钱都是不好的嘛。Easy come, easy go.
Yeah, I might get really excited about finding $5 on the sidewalk.But I'm probably going to spend that really quickly.
And it's not yours. You should take it in the first place.
That's、
right?
true.
easy come, easy go. Okay.接下来这个我觉得特别好、叫做 easy does it.
Oh, yeah. Easy does it. Yeah. So this is like when you want someone to do something a little more carefully and slowly,、you can use this one.
Oh, so it means to do something carefully.
Yeah. Like, for example, if a father is teaching his son to drive a car、and the son is so excited, like, oh, I love this car and he's going too fast. So the father says, oh, easy does it, son. Don't go too fast. Just slowly, carefully.
Oh, so here the easy 也不光是 simple, 不光是简单的意思。It's like, don't overdo it, right?
Right, yeah, don't rush it. Don't go too fast. Yeah.
Yeah, go easy on it.
Go、
right?
easy on it, yeah.
Okay, got it.Easy does it. 好，那接下来的这个，我觉得，现代人的生活都很忙碌，压力很大哦。所以 when you search for something like the easy to do kind of things are always really popular.
For sure. For me as well, like, I love to make a good meal, but I don't want to spend 3 hours making a meal. So I often search for easy to do recipes.
对，或者什么Top 5 easy to do Christmas cards.
Yeah, Christmas cards or like easy to do gifts.
Easy to do. See, easy to do, 它当中也是有那个 hyphen 连在一起的 It's almost like one word, right?
Right, when you use this hyphen, it connects it, makes it like one word.
对 easy to do 的东西啊简单易做的什么什么。好那今天最后呢我们来看一下啊就不是用 easy 这个形容词而是用Ease, 把它变成一个 verb, 把它变成一个动词。
Right, so we use this expression ease into something.
哎，这个我觉得我们所有开言主播在录音之前常会说啊，因为我们每周有不一样级别的课程嘛。So before you guys record, it's always like, okay, shall we start with an elementary lesson? Just ease into it.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, you want to do something easy first. Like when I started working here at Open Language, I didn't jump in, because that would be too hard. So I slowly...eased into it.
对，就是先从简单的东西开始做起，你慢慢有练习的机会，然后熟能生巧，对吧？ You can ease into something.
For sure.
Ease you into it.
Like a new job.
对，入门的，对吗？好，那还有一个常用的呢，是 ease up.
Right, so ease up. This has a couple very distinct meanings. One of them could be like the weather. The rain eased up.
啊，比如下大雨或者 the snow eased up.
Yeah, yeah, for sure. Or even traffic.
哦，或者对交通，比如路很堵，然后呢，现在这个拥堵有比较缓解了，你可以说 the traffic eased up.
Mm-hmm, for sure. But it could also be similar to go easy on.
哦，所以就是也是这个什么情绪 like emotion.
Yeah, kind of like if I can use the father son analogy again. If a father's angry at a son because he came home late, and the mother says, "Oh, ease up on him. You know, it's not so bad."
Ease up on him. 你可以那如果一个人很 tense, 很 stressed out, 你可以说 just ease up.
Mm-hmm, for sure.
也可以说你就放松一点嘛 ,ease up, mm-hmm, 对吧
?Yeah, like pressure, kind of.
好的那今天一个很简单的词 ,easy, 我们跟大家分享了不同的一些含义和不同的用法啊。那希望大家在以后自己日常口语当中可以把今天所有学到的这些都来运用起来。诶既然我们今天讲到 to ease into something, 我觉得真的我们开言英语的课程就是 we want to ease you intolearning English.
For sure, yeah, we do.
因为很多朋友可能觉得学英语是很难的事情，但是我觉得我自己这么多年学英语的经历和经验啊，包括看到我们很多用户的这个故事，也是发现其实你只要找到一个对的入口啊，其实无外乎就是两件事，找对方法，找对内容。Ease yourself into learning English.
Right, right, yeah. And if you're studying really hard, that's great. But if you're feeling stressed, maybe it's okay to ease up a little bit.
所以我们制作节目和课程的时候，其实一直也是用这样的一个标准吧，就是希望能够带给大家实用的英语，然后带给你适合你这个级别容易上手的英语。因为学任何的语言都是慢慢的累积啊。那也希望在这个道路上，我们可以每天不断的陪伴你。OK, 感谢大家。大家收听我们的节目那如果你想跟我们学习更多的英语呢别忘了了解一下我们的会员课程因为我们有一个完整独立的课程库每天都在发布新的全英语课程你可以跟我们所有的像 Connor, Adam, Spencer, Lisa 这样的北美主播学习到最实用最真实的英语口语好感谢大家的收听还有哪一些英语的用法英语的词是你想学更多想知道的呢也都欢迎你在今天的节目留言里告诉我们 Thanks for listening, we'll see you next time. 再见。
Talk to you later.
Take it easy, take it easy. Don't let the sound of your own wheels